Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending hand.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your.
Greetings. And welcome to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio audience, for joining us. We apologize for this late delivery today. Seems as though we got our dates mixed up here, and they had a schedule for tomorrow. Could have been on my part, as I was thinking that today was the 12th. And that might have been my error. My apologies, but we are on the show now. I did call my husband and tell him to call his guest and let them know that we would be a half an hour late. So we're running a little late even with that, but not that many minutes. So we're thankful that we could be back on this morning. I could get you back on. And that's rough. Now we are ready to have a beautiful discussion today on what we have in here in D.C., a beautiful, sunny November day. It looks just like the month of November you expect it to look, very beautiful out. And now we will begin the show with the discussion today. This world is a game of evil. The price you pay is your soul. Our Creator Allah says in his final revelations in the Quran that the life of this world is the root of all evil. So all that we gain in this world is services. When we don't use our wealth in the service of our Creator, it has no value. The value is in the good works in the cause of Allah. The things of this world are not real. The real world is unseen, but the world we are in is an illusion, and only for a limited time to test our faith. And people, just because we don't see Allah, our Creator, this doesn't mean that he has nothing to do with our affairs. The first key to connect with our Creator is to believe in the unseen and know without a doubt that even though we don't see Allah, we should live our life as though we do see him, because Allah knows the seen and the unseen. But the job of evil is to keep the people believing only in what they see. And as you can see, people, we have a beautiful, beautiful discussion coming up today. We're glad that you could join us, and we don't want to hold you any longer, as we are half an hour late starting our show today. We now bring you to our host, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I would like to greet everyone that is with us in the greetings of peace. In the Arabic language, it means peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. And thank you for joining us today. We would like to open this show, and we thank you for your patience. And then we'll be going into prayer now, because we are open with prayer. Our life begins with prayer. When we're created in the womb of our mother, we're created in a fetus position. That fetus is bound in prostration. So we come in the world bound in submission to our Creator. So this prayer is the prayer that will actually save any individual in the world from the evils of themselves and the evils of this world. If you follow this prayer, don't just say it, but practice this prayer. This prayer will save your life right here and keep you out of the hellfire. The fire here, and the eternal fire on at the day of resurrection and judgment, that will be there waiting on those who reject the Creator's plan for their life in this world, which is what? Freedom, justice, and equality. Treat each other equal. Okay. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim wadh-dhalin. Amin. I just said, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, saving grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray from your straight path, and go into crooked ways, and the ways of evil, which is crooked. I mean, yeah. So again, we thank you for joining us. If we have any hosts, we thank you for joining us, and I would like to start off reading from a note that I had here that I know is very important, you know, for us to be conscious of. And I want to say that the co-host, she didn't say the title exactly right. I must correct that. The show is that this world is a game of evil. Even in government, they call it plan. The government playing with people's life. They call the government a game. And everybody's playing their part in this evil game. Yeah. And that this is all governments in the world. They're playing an evil game with the people's lives. This world is a game of evil. And I say the price, if you play this game with the government, if you play this game not with just with the government, see, the governments of the world represents the government of evil. Look around you all over the world. What is dominating the world? Evil is dominating the world. And like I say, a government is supposed to be government means to govern yourself accordingly to just and moral laws of the Creator. He said when he created the world in six evolutions of birds, he said then he established his authority over the heavens and the earth as the ruler, and his authority is in his justice and his moral laws in the heavens and on earth. So we don't have that. One man said, before I go into this, El-Hajj Malik Shabazz is his name. He said that especially for African-Americans, but it's for all people really now. You can see what the new administration in Washington, D.C., the president. This government is supposed to be a government of democracy. Democracy means what? Government of the people, by the people, and for the people. This government is not for the people. The FDA, Food and Drug Administration, they allow the government to put poisons in the food, poisons in the air, poisons in our the water, and just all for profit and gain. They have no concern with human life. All their concern is to control the people for their own little benefits. So why have you got 99% of the people in poverty and 1% of the people rich? That's way out of line with the will of Almighty God Allah. Way out of line. That's way astray. So I says here, don't depend on the government to save you. Don't depend on the government to make your life better. Don't even depend on yourself to make yourself better. So what am I saying? We can make ourselves better. And Allah said the governments of the world in the end of term, he said they would be oppressors. Now, he done said this. And he said the religious leaders in all religions, Islam too, he said the majority of them, they would be misleaders. They would be, he said, they would be godless, meaning they wouldn't have him in them. They wouldn't have God in them. So this is why this is so important. In order for us to do our part to save ourselves, we can't save the world. We ain't created to save no one but ourselves. We come in the world alone. Allah say in his book, the Quran, his final revelation. He said, our life, our death and resurrection is in no way but as an individual soul. So Allah say, if your religion is by custom, by habit, ancestry, stop that type of thinking and make your faith in your creator personal with him, because he's inside of you. He said when he created the human being in the flesh, he said we didn't come alive as a human being until he put his real spirit into us, and then we became a living what? Soul. Not a living body, a living soul. So we must take personal responsibility for our actions, people. And the world ain't going to change by itself. Evil ain't going to stop coming at us. Evil has been given a respite by the Creator to test us with evil until we die. So that's why the Creator said we must serve him and obey him until the hour that's certain. That's our death. Do we going to lose? The evil going to win, and evil winning over us means we're going to go to hell with evil, okay? So this freedom of choice that people got, they mistake this. They play with this, but they're playing a deadly game with their soul. So we must ask Allah, our Creator, to give us the strength to choose righteousness over our wickedness. Only our Creator can give us the help we need to save ourselves, not from other, the devil, but from our own devil, our own false and evil ways. And Allah said he will never change our bad and the evils in our individual life, in our collective life as a human race, until we first change the bad intentions in our hearts. Changed the bad in our hearts. He said he created the nature of good in all human beings' hearts. Yes, this is what he said. We make our hearts bad. He said all the bad that happened to us people come from our own choosing the bad. He had already chosen good for us when he created us. He created the whole world good, and he said in sixth evolution, they say days. He said every day he created the world, everything he created was good. So it ain't the devil that make the world bad, evil. Evil don't have no power over us. We give evil power over us when we choose to follow our own selfish desires. This is why we must give our hearts back to Allah, sincerely. Then Allah will purify our hearts. That's why they say we got to be reborn again. Not physically, but most of us, all of us, we got to be reborn again, but spiritually. Because our real spiritual life, most people don't have. You can see that. You can't have a spiritual life and be practicing evil. So we must ask our Creator sincerely to guide us back in his goodness and righteousness. But we must have the will to do this. He ain't going to force you to do this, people. If you want to continue to like in the evil, he said the end of evil is evil. So if you continue to do evil, evil will be your end. This is for all people benefits. The Creator is free of all needs, worthy of all praise. He don't need our worship. And we must give our life to him with a sincere desire to please him and him alone. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto you.
Yeah, thank you, radio listening audience. We want to remind you that to all listening in to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you again for joining us today with this timely discussion that we are having, people, because we know that it is rough out here now. It's rough out here in this world today, and as we see, things are not getting better. They are getting worse. Why? Because the world is a game of evil, as Imam Shahid Shabazz has said, and the price you pay is your soul. And we can see all around us now, and we see our Creator. His warning sign is up now. He's working. He's working all around us to show us that he means what he says. He told us that this will happen. The things we're seeing today would happen. these fires, these storms worse than ever, the hurricanes worse than ever, the tornadoes worse than ever, all the lives and properties being taken. Again, that gets us back to what we say about the unseen, huh? That makes us face reality that true life is the unseen life, the unseen world. Why? Look now at the fire that is raging in California, burning up. I've already burned up one whole town. One town is burned down, and it's still raging.
Can I say this, co-host? Can I say this? I don't mean to cut you. One of those towns somebody told me the other day was called Paradise. They got burned down in California.
Yes, may I show you? That's what it was called, and of course, you know, the rich people were the ones who lived there. movie stars and people of high positions and all, of wealth and fame. And it doesn't even look like it existed now. Where the fires have gone out, you would never believe that any. I mean, the whole town burned down. And you would never believe that anything was there now.
Allahu Akbar. God is greater.
Nothing but pure land. Nothing ever existed. And it will never be the same again. So now we can see the reality of the unseen, that this world is nothing but an illusion. Now you see
That's
it.
All.
Now you don't see it. And that
That's
could
right.
not be a better picture than what is being shown to us in the way it's shown today. And a reminder of our Creator is tired of this evilness. There's also a statement that went out today that the worst child pornography in history, the worst child pornography in history was discovered in the Vatican. In the Vatican. Yes.
That's right.
Where
That's right.
So righteous, so God-fearing, serving God. We see that they were only deceiving the people. Evil deceiving the people. They were only Satan in disguise. Huh? Yens in disguise. Making you think that they were being righteous. And look to the poor children. The worst in history is in the place of worship. Everybody's bound to kneel, to go, to ask them to pray for them, and all this kind of act like they're God, telling me all the wrongs they're doing and the sins they're doing are wrong to the people who are coming and confessing their sins. Have you ever heard of such wickedness going on? It should make you wonder. It should really make you wonder, become serious about your life. It is your soul that's at stake now. Are you going to keep playing games in this world of illusion, world of sports and playing games? Or are you going to become serious, trying to think of what your purpose is and help to make this world the way that your Creator has created it to be? And He told you. He told you in His book, especially in the Quran, He did not leave out anything. He let you know the purpose of your creation and gave you all the tools you needed to exist on this earth with. So people, let's get it together and listen to the Imam Shahid Shabbat bring this beautiful message home to us. We also have a guest here who's been with us since we've been on, and this person might want to might have a word to say. Assalamu alaikum. This is All right, this is Thaddeus calling in.
Assalamu alaikum, my Isla. Uncle Saheed.
Assalamu alaikum, brother Thaddeus. How you doing?
Yes.
Oh, I'm well. I'm on way to do some side work. Hey, baby. I'm on way to do some side work.
Hard working, brother.
Good to hear you.
Absolutely.
Actually, Larry wants to hear from you. He wants to hear you, but he's not on yet.
Larry not there?
No, he hasn't come on yet.
You guys got to pass on my number, please.
Yeah, I do that.
So anyway.
Well, I would do that.
Okay. So, to speak on what you're saying, Mr. Saeed, the things are so fascinating. Everything is fascinating to me, and then it's like nothing new in the sun. And at the same time, man, it's like I don't know even where to begin because the topic is vast. I mean, the evil that be, man. And then there's so many people who believe in what's happening to be right and just. I don't
That's
get
right.
That's how right. is it that you hurt somebody, you just blatantly hurt somebody? You know, they found... Nah. What's up? Well, how are you going to find somebody hanging in a tree in Mississippi again? Is this right and just? I seen a post on Facebook that said this man, not a president, he's just a spokesman for racist individuals. And it's all, it's all indicative. It's all indicative because of racism. All this that's happening involves what? Fear. Fear of everything was invented here was invented by a person of color. I don't care, black, Mexican, whatever. So that fear of not being superior, and they want to bring these poisonous people brainwash everyone to believe that they are superior. You're inferior. And it goes on, but see, it's so deep. So now what they're doing is I'm speaking on the same thing you're speaking on, but I'm just going a different way. Is let's affect the people, that these people's mind with, hey, we want to emasculate the black man. Put things out there that's supposed to be unrighteous, make it righteous to them. Because this is that culture, the hip hop culture, the black culture, whatever. It's all twisted. Everything's a lie. Everything's a lie. Everything. And when you start digging. When you start digging, you realize that it's all a lie. But what do you do? I asked myself that question. I got approached by some white guys the other night. One was drunk, one wasn't. And asked me my action plans. Business topics. What's your action plan? What are you going to do now? Stuff like that. And it got me to thinking. Okay, so knowledge without doing anything with your knowledge or sharing it is invaluable. You got knowledge, you got to do something with that knowledge.
Something good.
Talk on it. That's right. Always, whenever you share knowledge, it doesn't matter what the subject of the knowledge is, how to survive in these streets. I learned from the hard knocks. I learned. But you share that knowledge, I'm going to protect you. This is what's about to happen if you don't listen. I'm sharing it. It makes it valuable. If I don't say anything, it's invaluable, and that person gets killed. What does that make me? You understand? It's twisted. It's twisted, you know, and the reality is such a lie, man. And we stay so caught up in the now about what I need to do to show that, hey, I'm prosperous. My material worth makes me prosperous. The diamond is just a damn rock. Excuse my language. But it's valuable to a lot of people. All these metals and things like that, it comes from the ground. They get it from the ground. You can't go over there and get it because it costs so much to go over there. But even though travel should be free, everyone explore this world. Everyone enjoy everything. You know what I'm saying? You got certain countries, man, that pay you to survive. You know what I'm saying? You here, we'll help you. We'll give you $1,000 a month for whatever you want to do. This is what it is. You got countries, man, that they're feeding you things that are natural and whole, keep you good, and not promote sickness for you to pay high-priced doctors. Healthcare is free everywhere else. So a lot of places else except for America. An inhaler costs $90 here over in where the sister's at. What's her name? I can't think of her name. You guys know who I'm talking about. But anyway,
anyway, I got some things that's very important that I want to get to the people, and this show is not long, and I must come in at this time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I will appreciate the information that you've given. It's valuable. And
yeah, I'm going back to work, so I have to cut this short. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Peace.
Okay, peace be with you, and thank you for coming on and the information
you
gave.
So beautiful. It really put something on your mind to realize, yes, this is reverse psychology that we're living here in America. Like you said, the ones who are ruling wants the ones that they are ruling to feel like they are inferior.
Sister.
So they're using reverse psychology on us. Yes,
Sister Isla, we can I can still hear the brother on the program. So if you can get him off, because that's a distraction.
Excuse me, brother, right now. Yes, because I come in and he was listening. I will be finished in 1 second here so that you can go on. My apologies, and yes, but he was listening to what I was saying, and he had said he had to go to work, so he is gone now. I don't have him on now. Okay, now we will get back to Inel Shahid Shabazz to continue with the show.
Well, you know, if you had anything you wanted to say, say it. But I know this show has not been so long, and I had a lot of things that I wanted to share. The whole thing is that even what the brother was talking about is that there is no Allah, the Creator, He said that out of all the people on the earth right now, a man by the name of Elijah Muhammad said, everybody that's walking in a human form is not human. So this connects with what I'm about to say. Almighty God, the Creator of life, He said that 900 out of 1,000 people right now, and on the Day of Judgment, He said 999 of the people on the earth, they don't believe in the unseen. They don't believe in Him because they don't believe in the unseen. Like the brother said, they only believe in the seen. They think the seen is valuable. They call themselves gods. Most people, and like you say, the moral corruption is at an epitome state. It's never been this corrupt in the history of mankind. And that's because we are in the last days of this evil world. So the evil one, the Satan, he done turned loose all of the gates of evil. And our Almighty God Allah say this here. He said, when we forget Him, the human being, we will fall to the lowest of the low. We'll do the lowest things you can possibly think of. That's here. He also say, in the last days of evil in this world, people will be committing the most horrific crime, like the sister was saying. And I shared with somebody the other day, even over in Africa right now, they saw so-called Muslims and non-Muslim too. They have sex with little babies. Can you imagine that? A little baby? So this world is being destroyed by people's own moral corruption. It ain't even evil the Satan, the devil, the one they want to call the devil, destroying the world. And the world that they destroy, it ain't the material world. It's the world of human life. You can't hardly run into human life nowhere you go. You go out, people are moving just like animals. They kill. God say another. Allah say another. Where you'll know you're in the last day. People will be killing people, not even have a reason to know why they even killed them. This is because they have lost their God consciousness. And when you forget God, you forget your real life, your own soul. So this is something else I just want to say to you all, and I'll be finished shortly. Good morality will clean our hearts, people, and stop this evil and bring us back to our good nature, our spiritual life. Human life is clean and pure, and like the brother said, it's good and more good for everybody. God made this, Allah made this world good. He didn't make it evil. We makes it evil with our choice to choose the evil. People get their spiritual life back by understanding, people, that you were created by Allah, like the sister said, to worship and serve Him and to do good. You weren't created to do evil, but Allah say He tests us with good and evil. And then like the sister said, He said the root of all evil is the love of materialism. You see? So when you love this world, this world, Allah say, leads you into evil. And like the brother said or the sister, the only value that material things have is in how you use them. If you use them for evil, you're going to get evil results. If you use them for good, you're going to get good results. We were created and given even our body to do good with our body. Most people use their body to commit heinous sins. Like the sister said, can you imagine this? The Catholic religion, they call the Father God. And they go to talk to him and tell him the evils that they're doing. And like the sister said, I've said in the past, who's going to forgive him? And Allah say, the Creator say, he's the only one can forgive sins. And they call themselves monks and nuns, meaning that they have given their life to God, and the men don't want no woman, and the woman, they don't want no man. They just for God. They live for God, and that God is that they married to God. Insanity. God said we are weak in flesh, and He created man for woman and woman for man. We can't even reproduce ourselves to men, having sex with men. But not only that they tell them a lot. Yeah, like the sisters say they ain't having sex with each other, but they having sex and they killing the children and burn them under the ground. They've been doing this ever since they invented this false evil religion called Catholicism. Yeah. So a lot of people will not change this evil world. You as an individual have to realize that if you do evil, you're going to get evil back. Whether you say you're Muslim, Christian, it makes no difference what name you call yourself. Evil, Allah said the end of evil, is evil. You're going to get evil back. And the end of good is good. You do good, you're going to get good back. So we got a sound coming in. I'm going to stop right here anyway and let this co-host have something to say. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum Aslam. Thank you, our radio listening audience. For those of you who are tuned in, as I said, we did start a little late today, and I didn't get to call and remind those that I had contacted earlier that the show would start late because I was busy trying to get the show back on, and I had to do my summary all over again and put that up. So, therefore, I was not able to contact anyone and let them know that we would be late, and I think because of that, we probably don't have some people calling in who might have called in. We do have callers calling in, but those are the ones that we can't see. The studio only puts up the ones who want to say something. And as far as I can see now, we only had one person to call in who wanted to say something and who came over the switchboard. And that person had to go to work. We thank a lot for that person. That's Holy Day, which was Thaddeus, the brother Thaddeus. So for now, we only have the show will go on as usual, as it has been doing, and as we have done for many, 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 many times. And that's with the name Shahid Shabazz and myself. And I was just looking at, again, too, there was so much being said today, so much happening that right now, that my mind kind of, you know how you forget something, you think about it, then you forget it. So something that I did want to mention the thought, but there is so much to talk about, I can still go on. And what I want to mention was, Imam Shahid Shabazz is saying, the killings that are going on, this is with the young people. This guy who went in and killed up these 12 people in the club in California. And that was about 2 days in the same area, which is very interesting, where the fire started. It's right over in that same area that the shootings happened in the club and the guy killed. And then a couple of days later, we had these fires to start. So that's a message in itself that makes you wonder, right? I mean, all the corruption, all that goes on from the activities, social activities in the area with the movie stars and movies, we know what's happening now. And we know that the message that's been going out to the people has not been a good message of moral conduct. Has not been a good message of moral conduct for people who live their best. So being constantly warned, if we don't see it, until it's on. So they say you won't see the fire until it's on you. So this obviously is what's going on, and as we can see today, we don't see, I believe, until it's actually happening to us. Now I will give the, I will have Imam Shaheed Shabazz come back on and continue with the discussion for today. This world is a game of evil. The price you pay is your soul. In case anyone came in late, yes, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. If you have a comment, if you have a question, push the number one on your phone. Push number one. Your number should show up in the studio so that I can have you come on the air and give us some feedback. And now, Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Yes, thank you. Again, people, we hope and pray that the Creator, Allah, the one Creator of all people, you recognize that you didn't create yourself. And even though most people, the Creator say don't believe in him because they don't see him. But we don't see the air we breathe either, do we? But we breathe it to stay alive. Who's doing that? We don't see, we plant the seeds in the ground for our food, but who brings down the water, pure water from the heavens and grow that food? The Creator that you can't see. The Creator say this world is nothing but an illusion. He created it only to test our faith to see if you would believe in the things in this world or believe in his unseen world. He said at the day of resurrection and judgment, everybody will know that this world and the people in this world, we never existed. His world was always here. Meaningless. Also, most people think that what they see, but they don't know the Muslims. Because the religious people are responsible more than politicians or anybody else for the evil, immoral conditions in this world, like the sister said. More of the evil is being practiced in religion, all religion today, than ever in the history of mankind since we've been created and put on the earth. But you see, that's where the world is going to be held accountable and brought forth for judgment. First, on the day of judgment, it's going to be the religious leaders, Allah say. The religious leaders. Now, he didn't say politicians. He said the religious leaders. Because if you study history, history will reward you and let you know that, like the brother said, ain't nothing new under the sun. Everything we see happening now, it has happened since for thousands of years. Ever since Cain killed Abel. And who is Cain and Abel? They're the sons of our mother and father, every human being, Adam and Eve. And they had two sons, one named Cain, one named Abel. And Cain killed Abel, and this is, has a symbolic message. It really means that a group of people, like the brother said, they're the lighter part of the human race, but all was created from a black man and a black woman. So the lighter part portion of the people, they call themselves Jews and call Europeans or white people. Okay, they represent about 25 or 30% of the world's population. The rest of the 70% are people of color. Okay, so if you study art and science, even in school, they showed us in elementary school how you can't get no color unless you use the base color black. So all colors was created out of black. You want to get red, blue, pink, yellow, you got to start with black. That's even in science. That's even in art. So why are we saying this? Because the job of the devil or evil is to make this a white world, meaning white not in the sense of good, but white in the sense of his people, his chosen, that they willingly kill, just like their ancestor Cain killed Abel, he was jealous of his brother. So these Caucasian and Jews, they went over to Africa and seen this black people in the largest continent in the world, these building pilgrimage, and they couldn't understand how what these people, the skills and the science these people got, how could they do that? Because they was not a people of faith. They was a people that was murderers, robbers, and thieves. And they got that disease from their ancestor, Cain. Go back to the root. Or while you got Donald Trump in there right now, he's a racist. And it's in his DNA. His people are murderers, robbers, and thieves. They came to America. They brought black people here, put us in slavery. They murdered, robbed us, raped us. They raped the men and the women and the children. They divided us. They done the Indians the same way, the Native Americans. This ain't no white America. This country was occupied over 600 years by Native Americans, and it was occupied. Muslims, Africans, had came to this country 1,000 years before the Europeans even knew white people, so-called white people, even knew it existed. So with that said, I'm going to read from the final revelations of the creator, the Holy Quran, and I want you all to listen carefully. And that noise you hear, I want you to ignore that. That's something by the text and me, but I'm not going to respond to that. That the Satan is always trying to distract you from good, but listen carefully, and the creator will bless you to understand beyond that distraction. Before I read from the last revelations of all our Creator, the Holy Quran, I seek refuge from the evil Satan distracting me and having me to say anything other than what the Creator has revealed to save all of us. Allah, the Creator, says this to all people. He said, those who believe in Him and suffer and have to move from place to place because they've been persecuted for their faith, the believers. He said, and they keep, continue to strive and fight with all they got, all the strength they got for justice and truth in the cause of Allah. He said, with their goods in person, he said they have the highest spiritual rank in His sight. He said they are the people who will achieve salvation. So here, you see, people, you got to strive in the cause of good in order to save yourself from your evil and the evils of this world. And Allah, the Creator, say He don't give us, those who give our whole life to Him and His service of goodness and justice, He say He give us a mercy special from Himself. And He say this mercy is His good pleasure. And He say this mercy is the gardens of paradise, eternal bliss, and the hereafter with Him, wherein are delights that endure forever. He said they will dwell therein forever. Truly in the presence of Allah is the highest and greatest reward. He said, O ye who believe, take not for protectors your fathers and your brothers if they love infidelity, immorality above faith. He said, if any of you do that, you do wrong. He said, if it be that your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your mates, your husband and wife, your kinfolks, the wealth, material wealth that you have gained, the commerce in which you fear decline, the dwellers in which you delight are dearer to you, mean more to you than your Creator, Allah, and His Prophet Muhammad, who represents all, the best of all of us, or the striving in His cause. He said then that he will not guide you out of evil into good people. So people, our life is in the good pleasure of our Creator. The people, that was a song, and I'm through. But this man said, when I was growing up, I can't get no satisfaction. I get tired. And what he was saying is that men and women being intimately, sexually wise, thinking that they're going to get satisfaction, you can't get it there. Drinking alcohol and drugs, using drugs, having sex with children, all these immoral things people are doing to try to get satisfaction. It take them into more extremes of evil, more horrific evil. People, Listen carefully. The Creator that created all life, in death, he said hearts only find satisfaction in when they remember him. Why? Because when you remember your Creator, you're remembering good. If you don't remember your Creator, you can't remember good. Like the sister said, even we forget sometimes in this evil world because evil is constantly coming at our mind. Evil is constantly coming at our body, constantly coming at our soul in this world because this is a world of evil. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Imam Shaheen Shabazz. Excuse me. Imam Shaheen Shabazz. I just take a little cough, got out in the mouth where I have this little allergy, and I have tendency to cough sometimes. And I'm a little hoarse today with all this beautiful weather out here. Unfortunately, it affects me with these allergies. So, I'm talking a little hoarse, and I've been sucking on this cough drop today to try to clear my voice so that I can talk to you. But as you can see, people, this is a strong and necessary conversation that we're having today, reminding us of why we see things happening, the things that are happening today, why are they happening? And the reason for them is, it's because of our own selves, our own evils of the people, the choices that they have made in life, the rulers, the ones that they have chosen as leaders and role models, have been none more, as we can see, than the evil and deceptive ones. And everything has come to light now because, as Imam Shaheen Shabazz says, we are in the last days. And this is obvious all around us. Now, everything, we've had so many things that are just happening for the first time. Planets, so many planets even came into existence that we didn't know about. But all of this was predicted. It's predicted in our holy books that we read, and in the Quran especially, but also in the other holy books about the end of time. They all say practically the same thing. And now, Allah, the Creator, he allows us to see that his words are true. What was said is actually happening now. And we are having just one thing after another consistently that's going on. And when we hear of a storm now, people get really frightened because they know the storms are not like the storms we used to have. Little storms coming over and knocking down maybe a power line or a tree or something, but not doing much harm otherwise. But now, flooding out cities, destroying homes and property, even some lives are taken. The cattle, everything, like they were saying, the people in the fires in California, they couldn't even save the cattle in the lands and all. The cattle are running wild all over the place, trying to get to safety too. The horses and things that they had, all of this. You know, they had to have money to have a horse farm. And they had horses, showing horses running up and down the streets because they were not able to save anything. They just barely were able to get out themselves without being burned up. And unfortunately, some couldn't get out. They even got burned up in their cars trying to flee. So it's really, really some sad times, as we say, but we know that these are the times that were predicted. And that time is here now. And if we can't see now, when will we be able to see? So I want to remind you people that, yes, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheen Shabazz, which comes on every Sunday. It's supposed to come on every Sunday, but we are human. But we try to bring it to you at 12 o'clock now. Sometimes we're late, like today. And that's because it is scheduled for tomorrow instead. And like I said, that could be on my part because I had put the 12th and today it's the 11th. I noticed on my little schedule I had to make summary. I had the 12th and they might have gone by that. And I had to schedule for the 12th on there. So I had to go and do everything over again, which brought us on half an hour later. But we're on the air now. And we thank you for joining us, those of you who are whether you want to speak or not, and the favorite guest again, who we did have on today, Brother Thaddeus. And Imam Shabazz, I know he's talk today. We have long days like this. Sometimes it can get to your voice, you know. And I'm going to have him to come back on again and continue to give us some more of that beautiful knowledge and wisdom. Let us know what time it is. Because my voice is trying to go now. I'm a little hoarse, and I don't want to give up on you. So my voice, I can see, is trying to get a little more hoarser than it is. Now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, thank you. Assalamu alaikum again. People, this is a book here called The Signs of the Hour, meaning the signs that we will see when the hour will be close to us leaving this world being destroyed, and the Creator, Allah, destroying this world and bringing in this world. He said he's going to create a new heaven and a new earth. A lot of people try to get you in religion to think that that heaven and earth is a physical, the physical heaven and earth. It's not. How in the world can the Creator ain't even physical, man of himself. He's spiritual. It's going to be a new world, a spirit, and after this one is destroyed, a spiritual earth and a spiritual heaven that will last forever. So these right here are some words of some wise words. One of the wise people once said, "I am amazed at the one who feels grief over the loss of their wealth, material wealth, but yet they don't feel grief over the loss of their life, then, which occurs daily. We're dying daily. Every time we inhale and exhale. So strive hard in worship of your Creator who gave you life and who is life, eternal. Weep over your sins." We should be weeping over our sins. Most people are just indulging in the sin and just loving it, starting in religion. Like the sister said, they are having sex with and killing the children and burning them so the world thinking they ain't going to be revealed. Oh, you can't hide nothing that the Creator ain't going to reveal of evil. So we should be weeping over our sins. And we should flee from the punishment in the hereafter, the hellfire. People, the victorious one is the one who directs their hopes towards that which is everlasting and cuts off their aspirations for that which is temporary. When Muhammad bin Sirin was about to die, he wept. It was said to him, "Why are you weeping?" He replied, "I'm weeping due to my lapses in the days that have passed, and the small number of deeds that I have performed seeking the high paradise in the hereafter." That's powerful, people. Now let me show you. The Creator say you will know when the last, we getting ready all to die. And then he getting ready to take this whole heaven and earth out of existence, the material heaven and earth. He say the time will pass quickly. He say the time will become shorter. He said a year will be like a month. Check that out. Ain't we in that time? He said a year will be go past like a month. And he said a month will go by like a week. And he said a week will be like a day, go by like a day. And a day will be like an hour. And an hour will go by like the burning of a dry palm leaf. And he said the women will increase in numbers. He said the number of women will increase, whereas the number of men will decrease. We see this. He said this will result in 50 women having only one man to maintain and look after their affairs. We are there, people. Don't play. Don't play these hypocritical games, because you can't deceive the Creator. And the same things he said that happened to the evil people in the past, he said the evil results of their deeds came on them, and he said destroyed them. And he said in the beginning of time, the people, his first major prophet, he warned the people that he was going to bring a flood to destroy all the evil people on the planet. But he's saying that these last days we're in, it won't be water that will destroy the world, but it will be fire. Now, I know we're having all these fires in California and other places too, but mostly out there in California. But the fire is a sign of lust. Allah calling this world a fire of temptation. So fire, in every movie you see depicting the devil or evil, what do you see first? You see a fire. You see a fire. And what do you see when you see next? You see naked bodies, flesh. Yes, because what is the number one tool of the devil to seduce people away from the remembrance of their creator? It's sex. It's the lust for sex. The creator saying in the sign of Revelation in the Quran that when you desire, he said, no, I'm going to put it to you this way as he said it. He said, even if you are lawfully married and you're serving him, before you come together intimately, sexually wise with your husband or wife, he said, do some good for your souls beforehand. Why? What is he saying? He's saying the sex is not for your soul. He said, don't let the lust for your sex for your husband or wife or anything of this world, especially sex, become your God. But most people in all religions and in all the world, 999 people out of every 1,000, they have made lust, their lust for their own flesh desires, their God. And this is what has led them into all kinds of evil and horrific actions. And this will continue on until evil destroy all its victims. So this is a warning, a final call. Come away from your evil. Don't blame the devil for your evil. Don't blame no one for your evil. Everybody, look to your own self. Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet who represented all people, the best of all people in conduct, moral goodness, he said, people, the greatest fight we got against evil is not fighting another race or fighting another person. The greatest fight we got against evil is ourself. Our selfish desires is what leads us into the fire of hell. Listen, they go together. Our self-desires is what lead us away from the Creator and lead us into the hell fire. It's our false, ungodly, lustful desires for the lust of sex physically with not only human beings. You got people now having sex, and they've been doing it with animals too, with dogs, with sheep, with our horses. This is not a human race. The majority of people in this world, they are jinns. They are evil spirits in the human form. 999 out of every 1,000 ain't nothing but an evil spirit in the human form. So those of you who sincerely believe in the Creator, don't play now, because the devil said he was going to get all people to follow him in hell, and then he didn't got about all of them. He told the Creator that when he put him down the old earth, he didn't got about all the people. But God told him, Allah told him, you won't be able to get my sincere servants who've been purified through my grace, by my grace. But he said, even us, like the sister talking on the show and me, I believe both of us been purified by the grace of Almighty God, because I was married to her for 13 years, and I know she's a woman of purity, and she knows I'm a man of purity. But Allah say even we don't be rest and think we just guaranteed paradise. He says we can also go astray and follow the devil. And in the end of time, it said in the Old Testament of a prophet Esau or the gospel, it said that the devil will be able to get, he will get even their chosen people of God. So we must always stay humble. I'm talking to the believers now in the unseen Creator. Stay humble, because the Creator say the only way he's going to receive us back in this heaven, we have to become like a little bitty baby. a little bitty baby is completely pure. They're really not a human being. They are angels. They are angels before they grow up and become a human being. We're first created angels. When God created us and put his spirit in our body, he was putting the spirit of angels in us. And he said when we obey him and submit to his will, he raised us up, the believers, and the unseen creator, a little higher than his angels in heaven, just a little. And he said when we disobey him, we fall to the lowest of the low in moral degradation than all his creatures on the planet Earth, lower than the lowest creature, a hog or a buzzard or a vulture. And that's what we see, a world of evil which is about to be destroyed. So separate yourself from the evil. Not the evil of the world ain't evil. The world of people ain't the world, outside world. It's the world of your thinking. So separate and save yourself from your evil thinking and your evil ways that come from your evil desires in your heart to do what you want to do rather than to obey and submit to your Creator's will, which is all good and all just. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you. Beautiful radio listening audience. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. So thank you for joining us today. Again, if you have any comments, push the number one button on your phone. Your number should show up in the studio. I don't know. This is a holiday, and I don't know whether anyone's actually in the studio working or how this is done on holidays. So it could be that we don't have anyone in the studio and things are done another, you know, they have automatic, things can be done in automatic ways now. But anyway, excuse me, there goes that cough I tried to hold back. We want to thank you for joining us. And Imam Shahid Shabazz is doing such a beautiful job today. Explain to us why it is.
I want to ask you, co-host, because you're coughing now. How much time? I want to ask you a question. How much time do we have left?
About 5 minutes left.
Okay, because I did have two. Go ahead on.
And I was just going to say that I'm thinking about the horrible things that are going on. You know, this hanging series, which is very interesting, has started over again. This is about the third time that they've found someone, a body, African-American body, hanging from a tree. And I believe this was in Mississippi this time, but it's been in other southern states. And this has been throughout the summer. I think I've read this about three times. And yesterday they had one. They killed them first and hanged them up. And this, of course, you know, is done by, they believe, of these nationalists, or white nationalists, they call themselves now, which are the KKK, the same people.
Sister, let me talk because you're coughing, and that's time going by.
Brother, will you take thank you, brother. You can take over now. My cough has started, and we do have your... My uncle just came on. Your cousin just came on from Richmond joining us. So, yeah, I will let you now continue the conversation.
We
have about 5 minutes left. All right. Thank you.
Okay. I did talk to my cousin today, and he said he would come on. I also talked to another guest. I don't know why, Imam Abdul Kareem out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He said he would come on today. I told him about the time and everything. So I'm glad my cousin is able to come on. He's a faithful listener. But what I want to say is this, and we don't have much time, but I just read what some of the signs of the hours, the hour of judgment. Why do Allah say he called the hour of judgment, hour of judgment, an hour? Allah say, 1,000 years. The Creator said 1,000 years of our time on this earth, it's like one day to him. Check it out. Now you see, we're all getting near to death. And as far as what you were saying about them hanging blacks. That's going on constantly. They ain't going to televise it. Slavery ain't never stopped. And see, history repeats itself. If you continue to follow slave teachings, you're going to get slave results. I don't care if it's over 500 years, history going to come back, bring back what you are doing. The racist white, so-called white people that brought black people to this country and bring black people to this country for black people to enjoy the benefits that the black people themselves, they use the slave to build everything in this country. One of our scholars said the only thing that white people built in this country is the treasury. So once they get, because they didn't know how to do anything. They was ignorant. They come out of the caves of Europe. They didn't even know how to clean themselves. They learned how to grow food. They didn't even know how to grow food. They learned how to grow food from the native Indians and the blacks that they got from Africa, mostly Muslim. They got them to build up this country for them. And then they call it white America. Why do they call the place, the government in Washington, D.C., the White House? Why couldn't they call it the people's house or God's house? No, they want you to think that they God. So, yes, we still got slavery going on, but the slavery that they the black people are experiencing is because they don't, they done forgot who brought them through slavery, who sustained us when they was raping us in slavery, and they done things like this, and they still doing it. They were taking a black woman, and she would have been conceiving a child, and by the time the ninth month the child was to be born, they would split us, cut her stomach open, and let the baby drop out, and they would stop the baby. They done all of these horrible things to put fear into black people to think white people was all powerful. And then what do they call this government in America? They call it, they got a movie about this government, and it's called Absolute Power. Now they call themselves, they say they got absolute power. You know the owner. If you don't think any, just think a little bit. They ain't got no power. If they had power, power is for good. Power ain't for evil. The only one that's got complete, absolute means complete. The only one got complete power is the Creator who created the heavens and the earth. If they got power, power is for good. I say again. So you as an individual. If you and what do you hear people say? Knowledge is power. What knowledge? The knowledge that brought everything into existence is the power of the heavens and earth. And even though you see evil all around you, guess who's still in control? The good Creator.
2 minutes. You have 2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes. We will go out in prayer. Oh Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Creator of all life, the Creator of all systems of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Bless everyone today who have heard this show to understand that the words we said was not our words, but the words of your divine wisdom, eternal wisdom, in your eternal words in the Holy Quran, which represents all of your revelations for the whole world. So people, if you want to be saved from the evil and the hell fire here and in the hereafter, you must follow the final revelations that will teach you of all the revelations of the Creator, and that's the Holy Quran. That's the book called the Quran. And many people are getting this book now. So people, I leave you as I came on with the greetings of peace from all the prophets, from Adam to Muhammad. This is in the Arabic language. Does it mean peace be unto you? Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you. Thank you, our radio listening audience. You have been listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Tune in again next Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. On the world today, what's happening in it? It's the man Shahid Shabbat. Thank you and have a good day.
Bob has promised us that he'd always send the light. One who would forbid the wrong. One who would enjoy the ride. And from the day you were